Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith. Our text for reflection is Luke 6, 12 to 16. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 6, verse 12 to 16. One of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. My theme for reflection is prayers that shape the world. Prayers that shape the world. Have you ever found yourself frantically deciding without pausing to reflect, only to realize later that maybe, just maybe, you should have sought a second opinion? It is like trying to bake a cake without reading the recipe, only to end up with a lopsided mess and wondering where it all went wrong. Decisions, especially the life-altering ones, need guidance. In Luke 6, 12 to 16, Jesus gives us a masterclass in seeking direction, reminding us that prayer isn't just a habit. It is a lifeblood of discerning God's will. As the passage opens, Jesus spends an entire night in prayer. Not a rushed request, not a fleeting thought, but a deliberate, focused time with his Father. Why? Because he is about to make one of the most consequential decisions of his ministry, choosing the 12 apostles. These were not just helpers or bystanders. They were the ones who would carry his message to the ends of the earth. This decision wasn't made lightly, nor was it based on their qualifications, social standing, or likability. Jesus sought divine guidance to ensure these choices aligned with God's plan, not human reasoning. The names that follow, Peter, James, John, and the rest, may seem familiar. But have you ever considered the remarkable diversity within this group? Fishermen, a tax collector, a zealot, and others from humble, even marginalized backgrounds. These individuals were not the influential or elite of society, yet Jesus intentionally chose them, demonstrating that God's mission operates through grace, not human merit. I think A.W. Tozer captured this beautifully when he wrote, "God is looking for people through whom he can do the impossible. What a pity we plan only the things we can do by ourselves." These apostles were called to leave behind their old lives, embrace new identities, and commit to a mission far greater than anything they could have imagined or achieved on their own. My dear friends, what does this mean for us today? First, it challenges our tendency to rush through decisions without seeking God's guidance. How often do we, like everyone else, default to what feels right or convenient, only to regret it later? Jesus' night of prayer wasn't just about making the right choice. It was an act of surrender. It was a way of saying, "Not my will, but yours be done." How different might our lives look if we took time to pray before measured decisions, big or small? Second, it reminds us that God's call doesn't depend on our resumes. The apostles were not the religious elite. They were ordinary people willing to follow an extraordinary Savior. Maybe you feel unqualified or unworthy to serve God. Take heart. He delights in using unlikely people to accomplish His purposes. Whether you are a student, a teacher, a parent, or a business person, God's call is not about your abilities, but your availability. Now let me share a story to illustrate. In a small village in one of the East African countries, a young farmer felt called to make a difference in his community. He was not wealthy, educated, or influential, but he prayed fervently for guidance. Slowly, he began organizing weekly prayer meetings in his home. Over time, those gatherings grew, and today, that little prayer group has transformed into a vibrant church that feeds the hungry, educates children, and brings hope to hundreds. The story reminds us that God can use anyone who seeks Him in prayer and steps out in faith. So as we reflect on Jesus' example in Luke 6, let us ask ourselves, do we trust God enough to seek His guidance through prayer, or do we rely on our own wisdom? Are we willing to follow His call, even if it leads us to unexpected places or requires sacrifices? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you make prayer a more intentional part of your decision-making process? Number two, are there areas in your life where you feel unqualified but sense God calling you to step out in faith? Lord Jesus, thank you for the example of your prayerful dependence on the Father. Forgive us for the times we rush into decisions without seeking your guidance. Help us to be still, to listen and to trust in your wisdom. Remind us that your call is not about our qualifications, but about our willingness to follow you. Strengthen us to step out in faith and serve in whatever ways you lead. May our lives reflect your grace and bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.